You're listening to KX93.5 FM.
FM. 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for the Friendship Show.
Friendship Show.
With your hosts, Dawn Price, Mark Miller, and Scott Hayes. The Friendship Show.
Friendship Show.
Friendship Show.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning, and it's the Friendship Show here on KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM. And I'm Dawn Price. I'm here and not alone this week. I have Mark Miller. Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
And I have Scott Hayes.
Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning. I'm glad to have the two of you back. It was lonely last week.
I'll bet, yeah.
Yeah, just me and Brian. Brian did a great job. We had some technical difficulties, but it was not Brian's fault.
Right.
We have researched that, and we know that for sure, even though it was clear at the time as well.
So do we have somebody to blame?
I think we had a bad phone line, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, we're for that reason, we've invited our guest from last week back to talk again about holiday music.
Yeah. So I'm kind of excited because I didn't get to hear the show last week, and I just thought this would be a really fun show. So I'm kind of glad he's back.
It was
not kind of. I'm very glad.
I'm kind of glad, too.
And we've added a new dimension, have we not?
We have. We have staff picks this
nice.
Week.
So even Megan's picked one.
Even Megan has picked a holiday.
It's surprising because I didn't realize there were so many closeted holiday song people out there. Because Megan said...
I've never felt closeted, but thank
really?
You.
Really? Well, because when I mentioned it to Megan... She was like, oh my gosh, yeah, I have, this is my thing. This is what I do. I'm like, really?
I don't know if I said this is my thing.
You got very excited.
Megan is a world class pole vaulter, so I don't think that Christmas music is her thing.
But Megan, do you have some sort of affinity for Christmas music? Or
I guess I enjoy some Christmas music. I'm more of a classics girl, but I happen to know he named a song.
He Mark.
Uh-huh. I guess, yeah, I can't see who I'm pointing to. Mark, yesterday in the office, was naming these songs like, oh, Louis Armstrong. And he turned around and looks at me. Like, How would you know that?
Well, so let's get started. We have lots of music. We won't get to everything that our guest has chosen for us, but do we have you, Jim?
Yes, I am here. Good morning,
Dawn. Yay, we have Jim. This is Jim Dietz Keelan. Thanks for joining us again, Jim.
Of course, my pleasure.
And Jim, tell our listeners a little bit about how you got into holiday music and your show that you do now.
Sure, thank you. Well, I think I actually trace my what has become an obsession with holiday music back to days when you and Pam Patton and I discovered that all three of us enjoyed holiday music and had some music in our collections that was a little off the beaten path, and started trading them.
Yeah, that was the old mixed CD days where you'd, or mixed tape
exactly.
days. Yeah.
So, Jim, how many years ago was that?
Oh, boy.
25? I would say at least 25.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I guess my point is, so you've known Dawn for 25 years?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? I hope we get a chance to talk about that.
Yeah, I'd say going on maybe almost to 30.
Yeah, Jerry and I have been married 30 years this year, and so, we could
get
there.
Yeah, so it's not quite.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time. Full disclosure, we've been friends a long time, and Jim and Pam and I would share CDs back and forth. And then, it's kind of like at first it was a recreational drug, but for Jim it became something a lot more serious.
Yes. And fortunately, my family hasn't done an intervention yet on me. They put up with this. They do just require that I wait until after Thanksgiving to play holiday music in a way that they can hear.
You can listen on headphones anytime, but not...
Exactly. Exactly.
And then are you the life of the holiday parties, or do people avoid you, Jim?
No, we just had a holiday party at my wife's law firm last night, and they asked me to put together a playlist. So I put together a 5-hour playlist of holiday party music.
And what percentage of your music is that 5-hour playlist? Dangerously low, I would guess.
I don't know. I think, well, it was about 100 songs out of about 15,000.
Wow.
Or excuse me, out of about 5,000.
About 5,000. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So am I clear about this? There are 5,000 Christmas songs in your archive?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. And just out of curiosity, if you had to pick the most obscure, do you have one that comes quickly to mind?
I might as well point to one that is on the playlist that I sent you, because I very, very seldom hear this song, which is amazing considering that it's Ella Fitzgerald, and it's a song called Santa Claus Got Stuck in My Chimney.
I almost picked that.
Did you really?
I did. I almost picked that.
Well, I think we should listen to it. What do you say?
Yeah, is that doable, Megan? Can we just randomly pick the song?
All right, let's do it.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. Boo, boo. Poor me.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. Stuck in my chimney. Stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney when he came last year.
Poor Santa Claus.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. He won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, fat and round. There he was in the middle of the chimney, not quite up and not quite down. Santa, please come back to my chimney, back to my chimney, back to my chimney. Santa, please come back to my chimney. You can come back here. Cause Daddy made a brand new chimney just for you this year.
Oh, Ella is a little girl who's trying to be good.
Ooh. Yet I find that things don't always turn out as they should.
Why, just last Christmas Eve she waited up for Santa to drop by.
But I nearly missed him, and here's the reason why. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney when he came last year.
Poor Santa Claus.
Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney, stuck in my chimney. Santa Claus got stuck in my chimney. He won't come back, I fear. There he was in the middle of the chimney, roly-poly, fat and round. There he was in the middle of the chimney, not quite up and not quite down. Santa, please come back to my chimney, back to my chimney, back to my chimney. Santa, please come back to my chimney. You can come back here. Cause Daddy made a brand new chimney just for you this year.
Santa Claus, come on down the chimney. Please come back this year.
That was Ella Fitzgerald, Santa Claus Got Stuck in My Chimney. Jim Dietz-Keelan, our guest today with holiday music. And Jim, you said that was one of the more obscure ones in your collection.
Yeah, I mean, there are some that are, I would guess I would call more on the novelty side. That one kind of skirts a little close to that, but But,
I was looking through my collection last night, and you can get real obscure. Do you have the Christmas TV dinner CD?
I do not.
Oh, I gotta send you that.
I'm writing this down.
It's not obscure, but it's old time TV personalities with Christmas songs, like the Brady Bunch have one on there. But it has It has Hugh Downs doing "Oh Holy Night."
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
So that's just a novelty.
I have to say, Don, that I have just been playing over and over again the Captain Picard "Make It Snow" sent my way.
Yeah,
This
is going all over Facebook. It's Captain Picard from Star Trek: The Next Generation, and somebody has taken the trouble to go through all of the Star Treks and piece together so that it appears that Captain Picard is singing "Let It Snow." It's pretty hilarious.
Funny.
So I knew Jim would like that. He's also a Trekkie.
Oh yeah, so.
Yes.
Jim, tell us what you look for in a holiday song, and let's play some examples of those.
Okay. I think some broad categories. One is looking for artists who have made these, could call chestnuts seem fresh. You know, these songs that we've heard over and over and over again, and they somehow make them seem new again, and in many cases make them seem uniquely their own. It sounds like a song that they might have written. And
What's a good example of that genre?
I would say that a good example of that might be Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Jack Johnson.
Okay, let's listen to that. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by Jack Johnson on KX93.5.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you might even say it glows. And all of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. But then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa he came to say, "Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?" Well, then how the reindeers loved him as they shouted out with glee, "Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you go down in history." But Rudolph, he didn't go for that. He said, "I see through your silly games. How can you look me in the face when only yesterday you called me names?" And all of the other reindeers, man, well, they sure did feel ashamed. "Rudolph, you know we're sorry. We're truly gonna try to change."
Start. I don't know.
You're listening to KX93.5. What were we listening to, Mark? You remember?
That was Jack Johnson, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Mark wasn't paying attention.
No, I was absolutely paying attention. I even said I accidentally downloaded that on my phone last year, that song.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
So I've heard.
It's a great version. Thanks, Jim.
It's nice.
Sure. Well, I think, people either love or hate Jack Johnson, but I think whichever camp you're in, that just is uniquely his style.
Yeah, for sure. We're fans of him here on the left coast.
You know, if there are some others that go even further in that regard. Like, one that another one that I sent is done by the Fab Four, and this is the Fab Four is a Beatles tribute band, but they put out two albums that are all Christmas songs, and with each song, you definitely recognize the Christmas song, but you also recognize the particular Beatles song that it is kind of merged with.
Oh, cool.
And
cool.
It's a very interesting thing that they're doing.
Great. And this is Blue Christmas by the Fab Four?
Yeah.
Let's listen.
Yeah.
KX 93.5, Laguna's Only FM. That was the Fab Four with Blue Christmas. We're talking at the Friendship Show with Jim Dietz-Keelan and holiday music aficionado from Des Moines, Iowa, who's sharing some of his favorites with us. Jim, that was a great version. We thought we heard strains of Revolution at the beginning of that.
Yep, definitely.
Wow.
Yep.
Fun. While we're on, we've been talking in this segment about some of your favorites that are standards, but the performer makes it sound fresh in some way, and that was certainly a great example of that. We have some staff picks as well. I think had told you that we had each brought one thing, and we're thinking that my choice actually fits in this segment because it is a standard that has been made new. And the reason I chose this is it's a standard that I never was a particularly fond of, but I heard this version and it changed my mind. And this is, I don't know if you have heard the Prairie Home Companion Holiday CD.
Is this a relatively new one?
I don't know. I don't think so. But anyway, in the midst of their, you know, all of their silliness and all of their Prairie Home Companion stuff, that their guest was Sarah Jessica Parker and was in the height of her, fame with her TV show on HBO and all of that. And she comes in the midst of, you know, all this holiday extravaganza and does this beautifully simple version of the Christmas song that has just become the absolute go-to song for me every holiday. So
is this true? It's the absolute, wow.
Yeah, this is the one I have to hear because it's not fancy. I mean, mm-hmm. I didn't see this, but I picture she's on a stool and in the middle of the stage and there's just piano and a little bit of music. I mean, it's very simple. But for me, holiday music should be sung, and this is just a person doing a really heartfelt, lovely little version of a classic. So I love this, the Christmas song by Sarah Jessica Parker.
Great.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh, and every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Now it's Christmas for me. That's Sarah Jessica Parker with the Christmas song. Had you encountered that before, Jim?
I had not heard that one before, but that's very nice.
It's just a sweet little version.
I think you're right about, you know, that just a simple rendition can often be very good. And there's something about Christmas songs that almost like Shakespeare or Beatles songs kind of lend themselves to endless reinterpretation.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think, you know, they evoke so much emotion for us.
Okay, you have known Dawn for 30 years. Did you just equate holiday music to Shakespeare?
Yes.
Mark's laughing at me. Because
you know,
I
there's
agree.
There's another terrific version of that song, which can just seem so overdone, but that just came out last year. And that's by Paul McCartney, who really, and it was with Diana Krall and her band, done during the same sessions as his Kisses on the Bottom CD.
Wow.
And, you know, he just showed me that he is a a great interpreter of the kind of the standards, the Great American Songbook.
Awesome.
So I would recommend that one also, just if someone wants to check out a nice version, another nice version.
Great, great. Should we compare and contrast and play it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's
try it. Your choice.
Let's try it. Let's do back-to-back Christmas songs. The first was Sarah Jessica Parker from the Prairie Home Companion CD, and this is Paul McCartney with his version of the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows some holly and some mistletoe will help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Christmas song by Paul McCartney.
Beautiful.
That was beautiful. You know, what I'm struck by both of those versions is that that's a song that's best sung pretty simply, without a lot of, you know, orchestration or a lot of messing with the melody.
Jim, do you know who wrote that song?
Mel Torme.
My hero.
And
I say this often, and I think it's true. Mel Torme wrote Chestnuts Roasting Under Open Fire, whatever that song is, didn't he?
That's that song we just heard.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
That's why we have Mark in the studio. It's called The Christmas Song.
Oh, is it? Is that? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all becoming clear now.
He did, yes, yes. Have some more caffeine.
And, you know,
is it 9 o'clock? Am I supposed to get up?
I would put that version up there with right alongside Nat King Cole.
Yeah.
And, of course, it helps, I think, having Diana Krall and her band backing you.
Yeah, that never
doesn't
hurts.
Hurt.
Before we leave the topic of classic Christmas songs, Megan has a favorite that she's brought along.
Great.
And we learned that Megan loves holiday music as well. Megan, Megan the intern who didn't turn her own mic.
I brought Dean Martin's Baby It's Cold Outside.
Oh, great.
Great. Let's hear it.
I really can't stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop in.
Very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful, worry. What's your
my father heart? Will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really, I'd better
beautiful,
hurry.
Please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I
the
pour.
Neighbors might
baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in the
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I'll say no, no,
mind
no,
if I move in closer.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay. Oh,
baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look
my
delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
gosh, vicious. Your lips are delicious.
But maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've gotta get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
I
grand.
Thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk to
think of my lifelong
at
sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
If you've got pneumonia and
I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
That's Baby It's Cold Outside. That was Megan's pick, Dean Martin, a big classic. Are you a classics girl?
I am. I'm not a fan of the new music, Christmas music as much. So.
We're rocking your world today then. Well,
that's a great version, and I think only Dean Martin could pull off trying to have his way with a whole chorus of women.
Yeah. Most versions are, this is typically a duet between a female singer and a male singer, but yeah, he's got a whole chorus of them there.
Now, Don, you were saying you have issues with that song.
I worry about the woman in this song. Jim knows this well. Jim and I have had this discussion. It appears at one point he puts something in her drink.
Oh. It does? Yeah. What do they say?
She says, "Say, what's in this drink?"
Oh, my goodness.
And he's, you know, no means no. I did a lot of sex education when I worked for Planned Parenthood, and he's not hearing her no in this song, so I get a little worried about it, but...
And there's even a little bit of, you know, something about the cigarettes and, you know, almost indicates that they might not be regular cigarettes.
Oh, I never heard that.
The plot thickens.
Wow, the plot does thicken.
Well, no wonder Dean likes that.
That's but you kind of, you know, Dean Martin's the perfect version for that because you kind of forgive Dean all of that because that's his persona. And that's, I loved that. Thank you, Megan, for bringing that.
Yay, Megan.
Yay. Jim, another category you mentioned when you sent us your playlist is new songs that can stand up next to the standards. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, there continue to be people writing and putting out new Christmas songs. And, you know, right about this time of year is when some of the new ones start to emerge.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found out, in fact, this morning that Nick Lowe has a new Christmas CD out that's just been released. And I've only heard one song from it so far, but liked it, and I'm looking forward to exploring that a little bit more. But I think, you know, there are just people who continue to explore different aspects of the holidays, and I guess one good example of that would be Soul Cake by Sting. And that might be a good one.
Good one to listen to now? Okay, this is Soul Cake by Sting.
A soul cake, a soul cake. These good misses a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. Soul cake, a soul cake. These good misses a soul cake. One for Peter, two for Paul, and three for him that made us all. God bless the master of this house, and the mistress also, and all the little children that round your table grow, the cattle in your stable, the dogs at your front door, and all that dwell within your gates will wish you 10 times more. Soul cake, a soul cake, please good missus, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry, any good thing to make us all merry. Soul cake, a soul cake, please good missus, a soul cake. One for Peter, two for Paul, and three for him that made us all. And see what you can find. If the barrels are not empty, we'll hope that you'll be kind. We'll hope that you'll be kind with your apple and your pear. And we'll come no more a soul in till Christmas time next year. A soul cake, a soul cake. Please, good missus, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. Soul cake, a soul cake. Please, good missus, a soul cake. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him that made us all. The streets are very dirty, me shoes are very thin. I have a little pocket to put a penny in. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, God bless you. A soul cake, a soul cake. These good misses, a soul cake. An apple, a pear, a plum, or a cherry. Any good thing to make us all merry. Soul cake, a soul cake. These good misses, a soul cake. One for Peter, two for Paul, three for him that made us all.
KX 93.5. There's a little more to that song than we thought. We can just fade out. We're at KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM. This is the Friendship Show, and we're exploring holiday music today with our guest Jim Dietz Keelan, and that was Sting with Soul Cake. Is that off a relatively new album, Jim?
Yeah, it was out just a couple of years ago, and it's quickly become a favorite of mine. I love the, the tradition that song speaks to, from the English tradition of neighbors going, you know, caroling in their neighborhoods and asking for treats in return, a little bit like our Halloween, I guess, come to think of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of in the same tradition as we wish you a Merry Christmas and, you know, asking for the figgy pudding.
Yeah, for sure. We were all Googling Soul Cake while we were listening, trying to figure out what he was speaking about. So thanks for clarifying that for us,
Can
I guess.
Google figgy pudding? What is figgy pudding?
I don't know what is figgy pudding's just dessert, right?
Yeah. You know, in England, they call most any type of dessert a pudding.
Yeah.
And
like a really
and so
gooey
I'm
cake.
Not sure exactly what it's something obviously with figs, but yeah. I'm not sure exactly.
Well, we have a Scott has a song that he brought along that kind of fits into this section here, where we're talking about new songs that can stand behind this beside the standards. And we actually this is by a artist who was a guest in our studio this year,
Henry Capono from the Islands.
Yay!
Who was playing at the Coach House when he came in and spent a full hour with us. Very, very likable guy.
Awesome guy.
Just a great person, you know. And so he also, by the way, just to give us a heads up, contributed, he actually wrote a song years ago, re-recorded it, acoustic version of a song called Friends, that we ended up using on the 25th anniversary for the Friendship Shelter video.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And so he's a big supporter of this show and the Friendship Shelter.
Folks, we should mention, by the way, Scott and Mark worked on this video, and it is up on our website now. So if anyone wants to see our 25th anniversary video, it is at friendshipshelter.org. And I think there's a link, Megan put it up there, there's a link to the right that says 25th anniversary video. You can see that, right?
Yep, it's right there on the left, under latest news.
Yep, great. So.
And it was shown at the 25th anniversary.
We showed that at our video, and we were
at
using
the
it at the Ritz-Carlton.
Ritz-Carlton.
And we're using it in our annual campaign as well. So it's a great, and Henry's music is in there. I completely sidetracked you from his.
No.
He has a new Christmas album coming out. So it's not even out yet. This is breaking news.
That's right. So he sent us an MP3 or whatever it's called a couple of days ago. This song is called I Wish Christmas Was Every Day. And this is a new album he's got coming out called I Wish Christmas Was Every Day. And he does a lot of the traditional Christmas songs. Mm-hmm. But this is an original song that he wrote that kind of speaks to some of the issues that are important around the holidays.
Great.
Yep.
Let's hear it.
Henry
Capono.
I Wish Christmas Was Every Day.
I wish Christmas was every day, so the world would be happier in every way. Love and peace would be here to stay. I wish Christmas was every day. I wish Christmas was every day, so the world would be happier in every way. Love and peace would be here to stay. I wish Christmas was every day. God bless the hungry, that they may be fed. Shelter the homeless, put a roof over their heads. Heal all the sick that they may be strong. Sing for them all this beautiful song. I wish Christmas was every day, so the world would be happier in every way. Love and peace would be here to stay. I wish Christmas was every day. God bless the man who is lost in himself. Comfort the lady who has no one else. Love all the children who have no love at all. Sing for them all this beautiful song. I wish Christmas was every day, so the world would be happier in every way. Love and peace would be here to stay. I wish Christmas was every day. Do 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 do. God bless this day and the birth of a king. See all the gifts that the wise men they bring. Listen with your heart to the angels they sing. They sing for us all this beautiful song. I wish Christmas was every day, so the world would be happier in every way. Love and peace would be here to stay. I wish Christmas was every day. Christmas was every day, so the world would be happier in every way. Love. love and peace would be here to stay. I wish Christmas was every day.
Got me on. Beautiful song. I Wish Christmas Was Every Day by Henry Capono. It's a CD that's coming out of Christmas songs. This is an original by him, and the CD, I think, is just now coming out within the next few days. And by the way, my brother-in-law in Atlanta, Georgia, is listening on his cell phone in his car as he's driving to work, and want to wish him a happy holiday as well.
The nose harp player?
The nose harp player, yeah. And he's great, I'm telling you. He's
great. Does he play Christmas songs on the nose harp?
He's got a CD out. He says
No, he does not.
Well, he doesn't have it out, but he said he has a CD of four songs, of Christmas songs, that he plays on the nose harp.
Jim, you got to get it.
He's a multi-talent. Flute. Pardon me, Jim?
The snoot flute.
The snoot flute.
The snoot flute.
Yeah, I also play the snoot flute.
Uh-huh. Do you really?
Oh, could have a little duet action.
Right. Can you give us
in
a little
fact,
taste?
In fact, I was taught years ago how to play the snoot flute by the same gentleman who taught Spike Jonze, if anyone knows Spike Jonze.
Wow. Can you give us just a little taste of a Christmas song on the snoot flute?
Well, I don't happen to have my axe close at hand right now.
All right.
So we just heard Henry Capono's I Wish Christmas Was Every Day, which falls into this second category we've been talking about today, Jim. New holiday music that can stand along the classics. We were all big fans of that one. That's a brand new song, and we were really enjoying it here in the studio.
It's really nice. I'm going to have to look for that.
Maybe. Yeah, we'll point you in the direction of Henry Capono. He's a friend of the show and a really great guy. What other selections do you have, Jim, that are new songs that stand beside the classics?
You know, I think that I'll let you choose between, I would either go with Mary by Heart.
Yeah, let's stop right there because I know.
I'm sorry, what?
I know Scott really wants to hear the Heart. So
okay.
We'll stop right there.
Let's do that.
Okay, so this is Heart with Mary.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars, when we have learned what Christmas is for. When we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where men are free. Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday at Christmas time. We'll see a land with no hungry children, no empty hand. One happy morning, people will share a world where people care. Well, someday at Christmas, there'll be no tears, when all men are equal and no man has fears. One shiny moment, one proud way today. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where men are free. Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday at Christmas time. Yeah.
Well, now that wasn't heart. My mistake.
It wasn't, but I think Megan must have been on the same wavelength as me, because that was the other one.
That's what we were guessing. That was Stevie Wonder, Someday at Christmas.
Yeah, and it's not a real recent song, but it's just one of my favorites, and I think it is such a great expression of, you know, what Christmas, I think, should be about.
That's awesome. I'm glad we got to it, since that was on your list, but Scott is just chomping at the bit to hear
chomping,
the heart.
Chomping.
He needs some heart. So
he needs some heart.
Right. Here is Heart with Mary.
You grieve another son. Yeah, you lose another.
It's KX 93.5. That was Heart with Mary, and that lovely version of a new Christmas song, Jim, has sparked a 80s and 70s music discussion here in the studio. So we're wondering if REO Speedwagon or Nazareth has ever done a Christmas song.
There is one by Cheap Trick. That is I Want You for Christmas, done to the tune of I Want You to Want Me.
Oh, very cool. Kind of like the Love Actually guy who remakes a song for Christmas just to make money.
Jim, what about celebrity holiday songs? Do you have a favorite celebrity holiday album?
You mean in terms of like a celebrity who is not really known for singing?
Yeah.
Or
like, I would love it if William Shatner had a Christmas album.
Yeah. And nothing is coming to mind. It does. I mean, I have some favorite celebrity versions of other songs, but not Christmas.
While Mark has the mic, let's play your selection, Mark. What did you bring for us today?
I believe it's Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong. That You, Santa Claus.
Is that you, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out upon my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling, or could that be growling? My legs feel like straw. Yeah, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me your scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Better I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One beacon I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, I pay to my knees. Say that's you, Santa Claus. That's him, all right.
That's Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald. Mark's staff pick, is that you, Santa Claus?
I love the wind effects in it.
Oh, very nice. Jim, the hour's gone way too fast. We're down to our last selection. But before we do that, tell our listeners about your Christmas show on the independent radio station in Des Moines and how they can listen in on Christmas Day.
Sure, thanks, Don. It's called Songs of Joy and Peace. Noon to 2 on Christmas Day. That's Central Standard Time. And it's on KFMG991.org.
kfmg991.org. That'd be 10 to noon our time. Songs of Joy and Peace. I always try to tune into that because it's a fun way to connect with Jim and have some great music for
that's
the,
on Christmas Day.
On Thank Christmas you. Day.
Awesome. On Christmas Day.
Jim, before we go, what's the weather doing in Des Moines this morning?
It is bitterly cold. It has been for several days. We've just been in the deep freeze here.
I was just in Minnesota last week. What's bitterly cold in Des Moines? Ooh, that's got to be like, is it below zero?
Right now, yeah, it's, we're in the, we've been having highs for several days in the, the single digits.
Oh, my God.
Very low double digits.
There you go. Then you know
it's right. Well, it seems to me that you've chosen a very appropriate song to end with today, Jim, moving out of Christmas and into the new year. And tell us about this song before we sign off.
Sure. It's Andrew Bird's version of Auld Lang Syne. It's from a great collection that was put out last year called Holidays Rule. And Andrew Bird is one of my favorite new artists of the last few years. And he's a classically trained violinist who has taken his music in some other surprising directions.
Cool. So this is Andrew Bird, Auld Lang Syne. Jim, thanks so much. We'll have our listeners tune in on Christmas Day to hear your show as well. And thanks again.
Thank you all very much.
All right.
Acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot and days old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll drink a cup of kind. Yeah, for lang syne, where we two have run about the braze and pulled the gowns fine, but we wandered many a weary foot since old lang syne. Take a cup of kindness, yeah, for from morning sun till dawn. Overseas between us prayed have roared since auld lang syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness, yeah, for auld. And there's a hand my trusty fear, and gives a hand to thine, and we'll take a right gate where we walk for old lang syne. For old lang syne, my dear, for old lang syne, we'll take a cup of kindness, yeah, for kindness yet.